We are back. It is the beginning of school. Hey, it is Michael and, of course, Dr. Michelle Eller here from Sylacauga City Schools for another year of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. Dr. Eller, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here today.
I'm just thrilled that we are here together again for another great school year. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got a lot to get to. Yes. I mean, we have had summer, so we've had a few weeks off, obviously, since May. And there has been a lot happening.
Yes.
A lot. So where do we get started here? First of all, let me just say, to get started on today, you sent me a newsletter, which kind of outlined what the year is, you know, going to hold, and what's been going on for the summertime. And this is on a new communications platform that the school system is using to, obviously, like I said, communicate with parents. What is this all about?
So the past 4 years, we've used a communication platform called School Status. This year, we are transitioning to a new platform called Parent Square, and we are told that this is going to be amazing, easy to use. I've already downloaded it myself because, you know, as you know, I've got two attending Indian Valley.
Got to keep it up. Yep.
Yes. So it was very easy to download the app. It simply says Parent Square. And from that app, you can easily communicate with your child's teachers and they can communicate with you seamlessly. So just want to encourage all of our parents to please do the download so that there can be that constant communication there back and forth.
So speaking of upgrades and communication, there have been some upgrades to the buildings.
Yes.
So moving aside from things that you might be able to see to things you've not been able to see, building upgrades have been huge. Facilities management has just been incredible, and you've still got some things coming down the line. Tell us about what the big ones are.
First off, I would be remiss if I did not say that I have hands down the very best staff who have worked all summer long, from our custodial staff to our maintenance crew to our technology technicians, you name it, they have worked all summer to do some much needed upgrades and modernization in our buildings. These include new wiring for technology. We have new flooring in classrooms. Some of our buildings have been painted inside. We also have new film that is on the outside windows, just an extra layer of safety and protection. And each one of our libraries got a makeover. And we are so thankful for the grant money that we received from the Lieutenant Governor that helped with that. But you'll find that each of our libraries has new flooring, new paint in them. And Indian Valley, Pinecrest, and Nichols Lawson also received upgrades in furniture for the libraries as well. But the space that our community will probably notice the most would definitely be the upgrade to Legion Stadium. If you have not driven by there, don't walk out there yet. We're still a work in progress.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to drive by there, stop and look. Brand new turf on Legion Stadium, and it looks so nice.
Yeah, it's we cannot wait for the first game. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
And that is really something that the entire community can rally around for sure. So we're really looking forward to that. And of course, all the upgrades, you know, the students and the teachers, the staff are really going to enjoy that. So touching on sports for just a second, because of football, we have a Meet the Teams Nights happening August the 19th at 7 p.m. at Legion Stadium. This is going to be football, volleyball, cross-country, cheerleading, the Devilettes, and the SHS Marching Aggie Band. A lot of stuff happening to kick off the new year.
And it's my understanding that we'll have, I think Pelicans will be there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if there's some other food trucks that are going to be joining us that night. But we want it to be just a fun night where families can come out, have a good time. They'll get to see the new turf and, of course, get to meet all of our fall sport athletes.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun for sure. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about the team. I'm continuing on this theme of being a team.
Yes.
You are fully staffed this year.
Yes.
With your entire, I mean, that is a great.
Every building is fully staffed.
That's huge.
Yes.
That's huge. The only thing that you need are still some bus drivers.
Yes, we desperately need some bus drivers.
But as far as day-to-day personnel in the building, teaching, your students, you're fully staffed. Yes. That's amazing.
I've not been able to say that the past 5 years that I've been here. So, and I doubt many of my neighbors, districts could say the same. That happens to be a testament to our building administrators really ensuring that their buildings are filled with a climate and culture where people want to be there.
Absolutely.
And they have been out recruiting for their buildings. You know, we spend most of our school year really recruiting for the next. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been able to bring home so many of our own that are Sylacauga graduates to come back and give back to the community they love so much. And anytime you can do that, it's just exciting.
So on that same train, as I'm continuing here, in terms of who you have in the buildings, you're fully staffed, and now you actually have a second SRO.
Yes.
That's been great. Of course, we've had Officer Brown for a very long time. Everybody knows him. He always greets everybody with a smile. And now we're adding Officer Ledbetter.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We were so excited. You know, we've been working on this since I've been here. And we can't have an SRO unless the Sylacauga Police Department is fully staffed first. You know, that you have to have that caveat first.
Sure.
And then that person has to be already familiar with Sylacauga, with, you know, police department standards, expectations. And we have a great partnership with our city. We have a great partnership with our police department. And even in the midst of us only having one SRO, you know, they had us on their rotation schedules. So anytime that their officers were on duty, our buildings were part of that duty.
Mm-hmm.
So we've never gone without staffing protection, that safety piece. But just to have that extra SRO is going to be so great, so that he and Officer Brown can kind of divide and conquer the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And just having that extra layer that belongs to us.
Absolutely.
And so I can't be thankful enough to our police department, to our city, for making it happen.
Yeah, that's a level of security that, of course, you know, you want to you want to go into every situation knowing that you feel secure
in so many
instances, and having that backup resource is paramount, of course. We're going to come back with more with Dr. Eller. We're going to talk more academics and CTE and some new ventures for the school system coming up here in just a little bit. We're back to school this year for the Sylacauga City Schools and part two of today's special Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller. Okay, Dr. Eller, earlier we talked about all the things when it came to building upgrades and personnel and how you're now communicating with teachers with the new Parent Square app, which you can download in your app store. And now we're just taking a little bit of shift with registration and academic side of things in this segment. If you want to hear what you may have missed earlier, you can catch the Midweek Minute podcast on demand wherever you listen to your podcast or on the Radio Alabama app. So, Dr. Eller, right now you still have some openings, I guess, for registration that you're looking to fill and accomplish. Talk to us about that, and really the influx also that you've had with the little ones this year. Talk to us about the difference here.
So we have been getting in registration for the past couple of months. As you know, all of our registration is online. It makes it very easy for families to click a few buttons, take snapshots of documents that are required, and send it in versus having to physically go to the school and bring all that paperwork and taking the time to do that. And so this is our third year of being completely online with registration. We still have a lot of students that we know have not registered yet that were with us last year, and we anticipate for them to return. So just wanted to remind parents, if you have not submitted registration, please, please do, so that we can make sure that your child has a schedule, homeroom set up, classes set up. It's just vitally important that they do that pre-registration. So wanted to encourage that. Also be looking out for information that will be forthcoming. You know, our goal is to equip everyone for excellence. Mm-hmm. That is our vision. That's our goal. And we have tried to offer as many opportunities for our students and our families as we possibly can. And so we, our board voted this past month to contract for a online virtual school that will be a part of Sylacauga City Schools. It will be called Alabama Virtual Classical Academy. It will be one of the first of its kind in Alabama that will be a classical focus in curriculum. It will begin with grades K through 8. We hope to have that enrollment information out soon for families. It is completely virtual. It is completely done online. All of the curriculum's provided. Devices are provided. It's, you know, a free public school, and anyone in the state of Alabama will be able to take advantage of it if they meet the registration criteria. So it'll be the same criteria to register as it would be if you were going to join us brick and mortar.
That's amazing that you're doing that. I mean, that's really something. Of course, you obviously want the students in the classroom.
Yes.
If they're in this area, obviously, but for those who may not be able to be,
right.
That's just an incredible service that you're able to do. And this is nothing new for you specifically.
Right.
You have done this type of work in previous places. You follow Chickasaw. And so this is just now another, yes, another one
and
that you're
both
adding.
Both of those are very successful. Not everybody is cut out to do school online. And so, you know, you have to... you have to be, of course, self-directed, and you've got to have somebody there in the home that can serve really as a learning coach to help guide you through it. But it is one more opportunity that we can give our families to ensure that everyone receives a quality education, and that's our goal.
Absolutely. And speaking of receiving things, students who are enrolled at Sylacauga City Schools receive something very special every day.
Yes.
Breakfast and lunch.
Yes.
That's very, very special. Tell us about that.
So we, several years ago, applied for a CEP grant through the USDA.
And CEP stands for Community Eligibility Provision.
Correct.
Yes.
And it allows us to actually get a grant to offset some of the cost, not all of it, but some of the cost, so that every single student enrolled with us, regardless of their socioeconomic background, are eligible to receive free breakfast and lunch. We see the need that our students, you know, coming to us, we need to ensure that all of their needs are met. And that would be a need that we're able to meet through this grant program. My two boys eat lunch every day in the lunchroom. They love it. And so I'm, you know, wearing the parent hat, I'm very grateful for the opportunity that
Absolutely.
We have and that they have. And I don't have to pack lunches every day.
I know we were talking about that a little bit off the air a few minutes ago, but I can understand that. I mean, obviously these fine employees and team members of the Sylacauga City school system, they are there to cook and clean and
yes.
do all the things. And they're doing it as a service to the kids.
Our lunchroom staff ladies just do an amazing
phenomenal.
Job. They go above and beyond what they're asked to do. And, you know, my boys love it. They go through that line every day and they get loved on
by the
lunchroom staff at Indian Valley. And
that's so special.
And then I know that they've had a nutritious meal and I don't have to worry.
There you go. Let's talk about CTE updates. Beginning with the class of 2026, each senior must meet college and career readiness indicators that's set forth by the Alabama State Department of Education. Why are these in place? Why the upgrades and how do you go about implementing these?
So we've been building up to this moment. As you know, we've had Dr. Goodwin on the show before so that we could discuss it. So we've been building on this and already putting steps in place so that this shouldn't be foreign to our current seniors. But everyone has to have at least one college or career readiness indicator before they graduate. We have done a lot of work on ACT prep and ACT boot camps. That's one area that they can receive that CRI. We have also done a lot of work with our advanced placement courses. We're back up under the A+ College Ready Grant that has enabled our teachers to get specific training to better teach that content. Well, qualifying score on that also is an indicator. We've also have the largest number of students who participate in dual enrollment courses. You know, we have partnerships with CAC, JSU, Alabama, and Auburn, and UNA. And I hope I'm not missing one. And so our students have a plethora of opportunities to take a dual enrollment class. Well, that's also considered a college or career readiness indicator. Then they can get a silver on the work keys. Mm-hmm. And they can also get a career tech credential, which would be a business industry recognized credential for taking courses and taking that business industry test at the end of that course, such as Microsoft Office Specialist. That's one of them. Or they can be a career technical education completer, which means they complete a three-course sequence pathway in a particular course.
Okay.
At a certain rigor. And that is also an indicator. Or they could be a part of an apprenticeship program, yeah, a CTE apprenticeship program, or they could join the military prior to graduation.
Man, so a lot of different ways.
Yes.
There's not cookie cutter for everybody.
No, but we've tried to map it out to where each of our students are pursuing one or more.
Sure.
So that there's plenty of opportunity.
You want to be well-rounded. You want to be able to equip everyone for excellence. Yes. I mean, it's in your slogan, your motto.
Right.
And being able to have those opportunities is phenomenal.
And while having this as a graduation requirement just takes that diploma to another level.
Yeah.
So you're not only saying they've completed their coursework, but you're saying they've completed their coursework and now they're ready for the next step.
Sure.
Whatever that next step looks like.
Yeah.
Whether it's getting a certificate to be employable, whether it's taking courses at the community college, mm-hmm, or whether it's going on and getting a four-year degree, an eight-year degree, whatever that looks like, you've at least set them up when they walk out of your building, mm-hmm, to be successful, whichever pathway they choose.
Well, and one of the ways that you also have support when it comes to being successful is from the Sylacauga City Schools Foundation.
Yes.
That's led by Carol Sprayberry, and what a phenomenal job that they do. You know, the Fall Foundation, it's turning 10, the 10th annual 5K that's happening on October the 25th. Something to look forward to, of course, for the entire community to be a part of. A huge fundraiser. All those funds go straight back into this classroom and specific needs. And that's just one of the ways that you can definitely be a part of supporting Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, I know we've covered a lot here in two different segments this morning. Yes. We're giving the listeners a little something extra. What else are we missing that we need to touch on before we go and kick back off to school tomorrow?
Well, I'm just excited about school tomorrow. I just encourage parents, please register if you have not registered. Please download the Parent Square app if you've not done that yet, so that we can, you know, remain in that constant communication. We are looking so forward to having our buildings filled with students.
Yeah.
We're so excited to see their faces tomorrow and just cannot wait. We anticipate this to be the best school year yet.
We can't wait, and we're so excited to be a part of it all. Thank you for working with us in that partnership, and looking forward to it. Go Aggies.
Thank you. Go Aggies.